Now, if it's okay, I'd like to call on Trustee Fitzgerald, who's the chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, to give his report. Also serving on that committee with Trustee Fitzgerald are Ed McMillan, Jill Smart, myself, and student trustees Karina Reyes and Edwin Robles.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday in this room. And attending the meeting were Trustees Koritz, McMillan, Mitchell, Reyes, Robles, Smart, and myself. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on September 6th of this year. The committee then reviewed items 3 and 4 in today's agenda and forged those items on for consideration by the full board. The committee also reviewed item 4 on the agenda for the meeting of the Board of Trustees as the sole member of Prairieland Energy, Inc., which met earlier today. And the committee heard a legislative update from Ms. Jennifer Creasy, Director of State Relations. Ms. Creasy advised the committee that the fall veto session ended last week and that the next session begins in January. She then reviewed the issues that impact the university and referred to a higher education working group that has been established. She discussed the need to be more proactive in providing education on the role of the University of Illinois in the state. She said that advocating for IPAC legislation will be a priority for 2018, and she commented on the impact this legislation would have on redefining the relationship between the university and the state. Ms. Creasy also referred to the university's role in shaping the economic future of Illinois and in promoting economic development. And lastly, she commented on federal relations and work that is underway to communicate the impact of federal tax reform on higher education. And she noted that they are working with the Illinois Connections and others to communicate the negative impact of these changes being discussed. With that, we also considered disclosure of some previously sealed minutes. And the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for January 17th, 2018 at 2 o'clock in Chicago.
Thank you, Pat. Any questions for Trustee Fitzgerald?